News, I'm Ben Thomas. The jobs market bounced back last month. Saka Magani has numbers.
Employers added a surprising 162,000 jobs in August, far above forecasts. The report may boost chances the Federal Reserve will raise its key interest rate this month, since solid hiring signals current rates are not necessarily high enough to cool inflation. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh said last week he wants more progress in lowering inflation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump made clear he wants to see an interest rate cut.
We should be allowed to have a GDP of 12, 13, 14, 15 instead of 2, 3, and 4 all the time.
Stocks fell on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 271 points, more than 0.5%. The S&P lost 0.4%, the NASDAQ 0.3%. A mistrial declared in the Lindsey Clancy case after the jury deadlocked over whether she bears criminal responsibility for killing her three young children. And Jennifer King on an ICE officer facing charges.
ICE officer Christian Castro turned himself in and appeared in shackles at his federal hearing in McAllen, Texas, where he pled not guilty to making false statements to investigators. He was released on bond with an ankle monitor.
His life has been that of public service.
Castro's attorney, David Lindenmuth, spoke with reporters.
You see all these opinions and all this anger, and it's all being focused on one end of it. And it's, I think it's inherently unfair.
The indictment unsealed Friday accuses Castro of lying to the FBI about being attacked with a broom and a shovel before shooting a Venezuelan man, Julio Cesar Sosa Solis, in the leg. Video contradicted his statements. The federal investigation has created turmoil inside the Justice Department. One prosecutor was fired after accusing higher-ups of blocking efforts to bring more serious charges. Meanwhile, Minnesota authorities are facing resistance from the Texas governor as they seek to extradite Castro to face state charges that include assault. I'm Jennifer King.
This is AP News. David Biller reports Rome's got a golf cart issue.
A crackdown on the nimble golf cart is looming. The new tourist sensation here helps people see all the major sites in just about 3 hours. Quiet, small, but they're not really regulated well. They have exploded in the past 2 years. The city says there were about 150 2 years ago. Now there's 300. The group that represents the cart says it might be as many as 500. They're everywhere and people have complained. They're parking irregularly. They take up space. The city is seeking to regulate them more fiercely, restrict how many of them there can be, while the golf carts and their operators are of the side that this is a emission-free, small way to show tourists the city of Rome, one of the world's biggest tourist centers. As of now, it remains increasingly popular.
AP's David Biller reporting from the back of a golf cart in Rome. More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.